Their coyness notwithstanding, many of Mr. Adamczyk's and Mr. Berkeley's fellow bosses are bracing for a period of higher costs. Some inputs remain scarce, while clogged supply chains are being reconfigured for a reopening economy. At the same time, demand is surging from American consumers, who are flush with unspent pandemic year savings, augmented by stimulus checks from the government. To deal with the resulting price pressures, firms are adapting their corporate tactics accordingly. In the 1970s, companies responded to rising input prices in a number of ways. First, they passed as much of the higher costs as possible on to consumers. When that strategy was exhausted, they turned to automating operations or moving them to places with cheaper labor, either elsewhere in America or abroad. Businesses are now dusting off that old formula, starting with price rises. In April, Coca-Cola told analysts that its soft drinks are about to become more expensive, and Whirlpool warned that the same was going to happen to its washing machines and other appliances. Procter & Gamble plans to raise the prices of some of its consumer products by mid to high single digits in September. On June 8th, Chipotle confirmed it had increased menu prices at its Mexican grill restaurants by as much as 4%. Some companies, such as Royal Canin, which makes pet food, have kept prices steady, but cut the size of their portions. Michael Goldman, who runs Casting, which makes furniture in North Carolina, has seen the cost of resin shoot up by 75%, of lumber 3- to 4-fold, and of a container to ship materials from Asia by $16,000 to $20,000. He has increased his rates for customers twice so far this year. W.R. Berkeley began repricing its premiums upwards last year, but has accelerated that in the past couple of months. Insurance brokers who sell the company's policies have not grumbled. They expected as much, says Mr. Berkeley.